So again, Zayin Amud Aleph, the five lines before it spreads to the widest lines, we got the Tanya there, okay? And here we're leading up to really what you might call the real essence of what we're busy doing on Rosh Hashanah. But first, we'll lead up to it. Tanya. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Akiva. You remember again in the Mishnah that we saw that there are four judgment days, right? So, Mipnei Ma Omra Torah. Why did the Torah say, Habiu Oimer BePesach? To bring the Korban Oimer on Pesach. And the answer is, Mipnei Sha Pesach Zman Tvuah. Since Pesach is the time when the grain starts, or, more specifically, as we saw in the Mishnah, since Pesach is actually the Yom HaDin of the judgment day of grain, so, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Haviu lefonai Omer bePesach. Bring a carbon Omer on Pesach, Kedei shetisbarech lochem tvua shebesodes. So that the grain will be blessed. It's a way of getting a favorable judgment by showing that as our grain begins growing, the first thing we do is give some of it to Hashem. Attribute the grain to Hashem. Similarly, why does the Torah tell us bring two loaves of bread, right, the wheat offering on Shavuos? Shavuos is the judgment day of the fruits of the tree. So Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Haviu lefonai shtei alechem ba'atzeres. Bring the two breads on Shavuos, kedei sheyismolchu lochem peiros ha'ilon, so that the fruits of the tree will be blessed. Now here we just have to note, why is loaves of bread going to be bringing blessing to the fruit of the tree? So Rashi gives two pshatim, two explanations. First he says that the Shavuos really is the beginning of the Bikurim season. Bikurim is the first offerings of what? The fruits of the tree. Just, it's the Shtei Alechem that opened the season. You have to bring the two breads on Shavuos, that's what we call, it's Matir, the Bikurim. That's what enables the Bikurim to be brought. So yes, it's the two breads that open the season of fruit offerings. That's one explanation. What's that?
Gan Eden.
Gan Eden? Oh, that's explanation number two. Explanation number two is that this sheet of powers, this is Rabbi Yehuda, he's the one who holds that what was the Eitz Hadas, what was the fruit that Adam ate, what was the Eitz Hadas, there's different opinions on that. This is the opinion that holds it was wheat. That's called a tree, the fruit of the tree. So yes, wheat does represent the fruit of the tree. But okay. Why does the Torah say Yischumayin b'chag? On Sukkot you have a mitzvah to pour the water libation once a year on the mizbeach. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, same idea. Nischu lefonai mayim b'chag. Pour water before me on the mizbeach on Sukkot. Kedei sheyisbarchu lachem gishmei shana. As we said, that's the day of judgment for rain. By pouring the water on the mizbeach on Sukkot, that's a way of earning a favorable rain judgment. Okay. Next is Rosh Hashanah. But let's stop here for a minute and let's understand the significance of what's going on here. So first of all, make a couple of points. This is really leading up to where we're going on Rosh Hashanah. But let's make a couple of points here. Let's understand the significance of this. The Ran asked, we mentioned already on the first day when we started learning this. The Ran asked, what is the source for the different judgment days? Right? Rosh Hashanah as a judgment day can actually be inferred from Sukkot. But where do you see that Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot are respectively the judgment days for grain, fruit, and water? So the Ran says it's this Gemara. This is very amazing when you really chop this. He says, the very fact that Hashem is telling us, all of a sudden tells us, Rabbosai, bring me a grain offering. Rabbosai, bring me a water offering. That's an indication that there's something going on that's connected to water. Or if we'll put it into other words, Hashem is our patron. We have Hashem up in Shamayim taking care of our affairs. We know that there's always all kinds of things going on in Shamayim. there are mekatrigim, right, what we call the prosecuting angels, and this and that. We are well connected because whether they like it or not, the judge and king is actually our father. Just like Hashem does operate according to the legal procedures. Yes, we have to conform to legal protocol when it comes to heavenly judgment. Just what? The way it works is, behind the scenes, Hashem offers us tips and coaches us. Yes, there are going to be prosecutors, and I'm going to have to relate to the prosecutors. I'm going to have to go through the judgment protocol the way it has to go through. Why that is, maybe we'll touch on that. Whatever it is, that's very clearly the way Hashem runs things. Just, he says, as my special people, you are well connected in the sense that I'm going to be coaching you and I'm going to be giving you tips on how things work. So let's say once again, let's say you live in a country where you have someone who's very, very well connected. Here we're talking about the ultimate connection to the government. Right? And he suddenly comes and tells you, listen, on this and this day, make sure you are 100% presentable. So you don't know what's going on. But you understand that there's something rumbling in the government offices, and you want to be in good position, right? So therefore, that's what's actually going on here. Chazal understood nuances. They knew how to read what Hashem is saying. They understood nuances. Hashem, all of a sudden, comes and tells the Jewish people, Rabbosai, it's urgent that on Pesach, you offer a grain offering. They understood, ooh, that means that there's something going on with grains on Pesach. Something is at stake. This is how the Chachamim understood, because again, they understood how to read the nuances, how to hear what's behind the lines, how to read the messages of Hashem's mitzvahs. If Hashem is suddenly saying, it's important that you bring a grain offering on this day, all of a sudden out of the blue, one time a year, Chazal understood, ooh, the grain is at stake today. This is a dynamic in the relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people. We know that He's looking out for our good, and therefore, if He suddenly issues a command, we know, this is our good. We better be worrying about ourselves here. This, the Ram says, is the source. That yes, Pesach is the day of judgment for grain, because Hashem told us to bring the Omer then. Shavuos is the day of judgment for fruit, because Hashem said to bring the Shtei Alechem. And Sukkot is the day of judgment for water, as indicated by the fact that Hashem says, you better be pouring water for me. Let's just take this a step further. How this works. Really, what's going on here is,